This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
It is Monday, April 6th. The year is 2020. I am your host, Alex Jones. When we pull back and look at what's unfolding across this planet, clearly we are being domesticated. We are being brought into a medical tyranny. But what is the end game of the individuals carrying this out? Whether it's the Club of Rome, the Bilderberg Group, Davos Group, or the private world government group that Bill Gates set up with Jeffrey Epstein, Warren Buffett, Ted Turner, and others, their goal is depopulation. They see everyone else but themselves as cancers that live on the planet that they themselves have conquered. They've taken the world over through fraud, through fractional reserve banking, and through other criminal activities. And now they see us as useless eaters that aren't just cheap, who aren't just stupid, who aren't just ugly, but who are actually a negative, like garbage that has negative value that needs to be taken out and thrown into a rubbish heap. We're seen as weevils that have gotten into their flower stores. We're seen as raccoons that have raided the refrigerator. We're seen worse than that. We're seen as cockroaches. Now, when you go back throughout history, every culture, whether it was the Aztecs or the ancient Babylonians or the ancient Druids, got into human sacrifice. There were always priest classes that were set up who would demand human sacrifice, particularly of children. And if you go read all the ancient texts and, quote, sacred scrolls of these groups, those priesthoods, always at the end of a civilization, would arise and would demand the blood of virgins, i.e. children, and they said that they were getting a dark energy or a dark force from it, and that entities like the flying serpent and others would appear and give them sacred knowledge, mathematics, medicine, and keys to this planet and understanding the universe we live in. This is the classical story that we see in the Old Testament first book of Genesis, with this fallen one appearing as a serpent and then giving Adam and Eve the knowledge of not just good, but the knowledge of evil. And evil is, again, a cancer or a virus, a program of corruption on how to set up corrupt, twisted, manipulative, parasitic systems. That is the knowledge of good and evil. And if you look at every culture at the time, they believed that off-world advanced species who had a taste for children's blood in every case were giving them this advanced power. But again, not to increase humans' longevity or make us better people or have a better life, to build temples and civilizations based in and around the killing and sacrifice of children and the innocents to release the dark energy. So that's why the abortuaries must stay open across the planet. That's why China stole 400 million of its own children before they were born, 50 plus million after they were born. That's why they have to keep the abortuaries open across the United States, because it's seen as a form of sacrifice. And more comes out in FBI files that abortionists actually say they are high priests that are carrying this out, not for Satan, but for the earth goddess that demands blood, because all of this even predates the cosmology of Satan, though obviously it is Satan. They believe they're doing it to save Mother Earth. Plato wrote about this in his Republic 2,200 plus years ago, and it leads down through to the modern age. This is eugenics. That's why Chuck Schumer, a month ago, threatened Trump's life and threatened the Supreme Court's life and said, if Trump and the Supreme Court overturn Roe v. Wade and what we're doing, we are going to get them. We are going to take them down. We are going to destroy them. And he actually showed some energy and life for the first time in his career, because now we're getting close to the apple of his eye, the stinking sacrifice of children, the blood of the innocent. And that's what all of this is about. And now they're going to move against all of humanity with this medical tyranny, with forced inoculations. They're preparing to shut down California for 2 weeks where you can't even leave your house. I said this yesterday on the show from our sources. is now, it's being officially announced. They're getting you ready for it. This is a process of teaching you to be a prisoner in your own home. Awaken and say no, and spread this link to everyone you know across the internet now. You have the power to say no. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement. We are selling out of all of our high-quality iodine products at InfoWarsStore.com. The Super Blue toothpaste that has it along with the Nano Silver and, of course, the tea tree oil. That is selling out, still 50% off. We already sold out of the Super Silver toothpaste. Survival Shield X3 in 2-ounce bottles, it'll be sold out within 2 weeks. Already sold out of the X2. But despite that, I'm going to sell it out at 60% off. Never offered this for that because I want you to see how amazing it is just in general everyday life, not even during these insane crises. Research it for yourself and get your Super Blue toothpaste and your X3 while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products with thousands of five-star reviews, and they fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. X3, 60% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and Super Blue, 50% off.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Economists usually aren't unanimous on something, but I've done a wide survey of economists. There's several articles just up today with leading economists on InfoWars.com saying that if the shutdown continues into late April, early May, that it will cause a Great Depression. And if you notice, the blue cities, the Democrat-controlled areas, the authoritarian nations like Communist China and the European Union system are all saying they want to shut down for 6 months to a year and a half, but China isn't. They know full well this will wreck the economy, wreck generations of savings, and devastate the medical system in this country. You think you've seen death so far. You wait till we're in a real Great Depression and this complex society breaks down. Back in the 1920s and 30s, more than half the population was self-sufficient. 90% lived in rural areas. Now those numbers are more than reversed, with about 10% living in rural areas, about half of them somewhat self-sufficient. So 5% of the population is self-sufficient. Now, I know I've hammered this over and over again, but we've been made dependent with over 80% of our drugs made in Communist China, most of our computer components made in China. And now the globalists are showing us that you think you're going to escape our system. You think you're going to win a trade deal. You think you're going to stop the decline of America and the shutdown of your industry that they had set up by one-sided trade deals over 50 years. No, we will show you by monkey see, monkey do, authoritarian states set the precedent of total shutdown. And we'll show you numbers of dead comparable to what the flu kills in those nations each year. But we will personalize every single death of these people and hype it up like they do school shootings. And we will absolutely have big corporations shut down to trigger the decline of the economy. Then, once it implodes, and once nationalism and populism and capitalism is discredited, the globalists will just turn the money machines back on. They'll buy up the entire global market that they all got out of in December and January. Over 200 major CEOs, over 100 billionaires dumping record stock because you can't all put them in jail for insider trading. And now, then again, in unison, as a globalist strike against the people in the free market, they hold the economy hostage and shut down. This is the big issue. Not, oh, we're going to start having 2,400 people die a day at the peak by mid-April. That's terrible. That's sad. But this is something that's always happened on Earth. And anybody that tells you that you can stay locked up and you can control things like this is a liar. Now, I'm not saying if you want to social distance, you shouldn't. I'm not saying if you want to stay in your home, you shouldn't. I'm pointing out the whole thing has been contrived from the beginning and organized, choreographed, orchestrated, and they admit they are. And now Bill Gates funds Fauci and all the rest of them are on TV saying, we're not going to let you out and stop these restrictions till we have the vaccine, till we have the apps ready to roll out, which they already have, and the vaccine. but that'll be next year to make you beg for it, and that you can never live the same until no one's dying of this virus or other viruses. Well, this is rule by terror. This is rule by virus. This is a biological dictatorship of the medical tyranny. Everything that we predicted, because they were preparing this, they were gearing this up. This is their move. In their white papers and their laws and in their movies and in the culture, they have absolutely primed the public for this and then up front said, oh, it's just a 2-week extended spring break. You'll all be back after that. Remember that in March, start of March? And I told people back then, I said, ladies and gentlemen, it'll be 1 month, 2 months. And if Trump can be hoodwinked into doing that, at the 2-month mark, we're done. But we're coming up on that in a few weeks. And the economists agree we will be absolutely, totally screwed. Meanwhile, you've got a lot of the millennials and folks running around engaged in mentally ill activity, spitting and licking food and getting tackled and getting attacked. You've got other people calling the police in the UK and the US and in Spain on families in their backyards barbecuing, or families playing frisbee in their front yard, or badminton in their front yard, or weightlifting in their front yard. And that's why Newsom said over a month ago, when he ordered the first lockdown in California, he said, listen, we need to call it martial law. The public, with peer pressure, is doing more than we even wanted. He was laughing about it to see how pliant the people were. So this is the new enforcement system, and this is what the nanny state has created. And these people that believe the state is going to take care of them, they want to prove how compliant they are and how good they are. Here's a microcosm of that. It's been a big scandal that if a woman goes in and even has a polyp that is precancerous that they could easily just remove with a very inexpensive surgery where she's not even put under. They just numb the area, send in a biopsy point, remove it, make sure it's all gone, make sure nothing's cancerous around it, and they've got a 99.9% recovery rate with it never coming back. But it turns out those very common types of precancerous growths on a routine basis, if a woman goes in and totally trusts them, they will do a major surgery, a mastectomy, remove that entire breast, sometimes tell her, oh, it's in your genetics to have breast cancer, let's go ahead and remove the other one. Then they'll hit them with chemotherapy, which gives you cancer down the road. It's the number one cause of cancer is chemotherapy. Look it up. And then they'll hit you with up to 6 weeks of daily radiation. Those women are usually dead within 5 years. Causes all sorts of sicknesses and problems. A lot of times women have heart attacks within 4 or 5 years. I spent a lot of time researching this last night because, let's just say this, I have some not distant family, but not super close family that they're doing this to right now. They're killing her. And so I did hours of research last night looking at it and just refreshing my memory. Anybody can type it into a search engine. Women given too much radiation, women who don't have breast cancer being given breast cancer surgeries. I mean, it's crazy when it then comes home and you're watching the mind control of the sheep and of the compliant, where doctors are gods. And meanwhile, the hospital's private. It's just got an actuary to its bioethics board that says if the person complies, hit them with everything you've got, get as much money out of them, they've got great insurance, and then basically kill them. So that's how this thing operates, and that's how being compliant will get your ass killed. My grandmother, my dad's mom, super healthy, great lady, she had a broken blood vessel in her lung. It came up. They said, well, it could be cancerous. We want to cut part of your lung out. She lived another 15 years, but it made her have a stroke. It messed up her heart. And it was just unbelievable to watch it ruin her life. And they admitted it wasn't cancer. My mom's mom, they went in saying she had cancer. It was early cancer. Then they came back and said, oh, we want to remove the whole breast a few years later. She said, screw you, and lived over 12 years after that. Her doctor, quote, fired her as a patient and said, you'll be probably dead in 3 years. Well, she lived 12 years, scumbag. So that's what we're getting at here, ladies and gentlemen, is that these doctors just do what the hospitals tell them. They put in the codes in the computer. It tells them what to do. They have no liability because the big bioethics boards programmed by folks like Bill Gates control it. There are still some good doctors out there, but the mainline system is predatory and is evil. And it ties into the whole forced inoculation, and that's the other big closing news here before Owen takes over. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a call, a special Saturday show I got by a man called X in California.
2 weeks before they shut down California and had the lockdown, he said that he talked to the folks, the dry cleaners, and that the dry cleans the police uniforms in Orange County, and that they were going to be locking down coming up on that Monday. It happened exactly as he said. The same fellow called in and said that he talked to his sources, and they said that coming up within 2 weeks, Newsom is going to say, for 2 weeks, you've got to stay in your house completely, and you've only got a few days, you'll get groceries, and you're totally locked down. It's all a psychological warfare test, a huge open-air experiment to then set the precedent to say Trump's got to keep the economy closed as well, or he's not doing as much good as the Democrats, that when people die if Trump opens the economy, they're going to blame him. Well, I made some calls to sources, and they said, yes, Newsom is looking, and so is Cuomo, to totally lock things down for at least another month and make the martial law even tighter. So again, this will create a depression. If Trump bucks it, then they'll blame him for every death. This is their master plan. But either way, they're going to blame Trump in America. All right, back to Owen Schroyer and the live level transmission. Please tell everybody to tune in. That's how we reach new people. That's how we override the censors. That's how we defeat the globalist. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex Jones now. Ladies and gentlemen, even the best captain of a ship or a boat, even the best in the world, if he's out on choppy seas, if he's out on the ocean in the middle of a hurricane, like in Timothy of the K, well, even the best captain in the world is likely to lose control of that boat and capsize, and for everybody to be underwater. Even the best. And that's where we're at right now, folks. Now, I've prayed to God for clarity on this and guidance on this. And I've got all the news laid out here, organized with all the headlines, if you guys want to do a doc cam here. I've got my coffee from InfoWarsStore.com, Wake Up America Patriot Blend, so you know I'm energized and focused. So we'll go through all the news. We'll try to make sense of it all. We'll see if we even can. But here's one thing that's clear to me. There is no debate on this. America has a choice to make this week or this month what we want our future to look like. And if we decide we're willing to hand it all over and give it all up out of fear, and then let the government run our lives, tell us when we can't operate our business, when we can or can't work or drive or commute or engage in social activities or commerce or anything, well, then we've actually handed over America. And so you're going to see the death counts rise in the coronavirus graphics, and you're going to see it all, and it's going to keep happening in the press conferences and the this and the that. But it's ultimately going to be the same issue that we're facing, and it's not this virus, folks. Yeah, is the virus deadly? Is it going around? Is it a bioweapon? We're going to get into all of that. But what happens at the end of this debate, whether it's another month, 2 months, 3 months, a year, what happens when we wake up and I guess maybe we just decide it's finally over, it is finally over, and then America's dead. The economy is dead, and socialism has now taken over, and a one-world government infrastructure has taken over. What then? What do you do then? Nobody's asking that. Nobody cares about that. No, actually, people do care. You're just not seeing or hearing them. In government, in media, because they've all been censored. Now, who, and I promise you, we're going to get through all of this news today, and then the guests coming up, G. Edward Griffin and Gerald Celente, and I'm going to get to all this news, but who or what news organization has had you more prepared for this than anyone else out there? Well, that would be InfoWars, wouldn't it? So they can say whatever they want about Alex Jones and InfoWars and try to censor us off of everything and demonize us and lie about us and engage in all kinds of lawfare against us. But who had you more prepared for this moment than anyone else out there? Well, I don't think there's a debate on that, is there? It's been Alex Jones. It's been InfoWars. And now you even see UK ministers no longer discounting theory that coronavirus leaked from a lab in Wuhan, China. Well, who told you that first? But we don't have that conversation, do we? We don't have that debate, do we? Is that because we dared report it first? So if InfoWars reports something first, then we just don't count it. Is that how that goes? So I guess in a weird, ironic way, InfoWars is actually the best and the worst thing in the world. It's the best thing in the world because, well, we've warned you about all this. We're next year's news today. We're the most accurate, cutting edge. Oh, but then there's the other aspect. Well, InfoWars reported it, so we're just going to ignore it. Oh, came out of a lab in Wuhan? Nobody talk about that. InfoWars reported it first. We don't want to give them any credit. So let's just ignore that. Let's just not respond to that. Let's not look into that. Well, as the days go by, more and more people are starting to realize you can censor InfoWars as much as you want, but the truth will still get out. And so now there's doctors, government officials all over the world looking at the bioweapons lab in Wuhan right next to the outbreak. Probably never even heard of InfoWars or Alex Jones. And they're just saying, what are the odds of that? What are the odds that the one most censored news organization in America told you that back in January? And if you even recall, folks, I remember sitting right here in this studio talking to Francis Boyle when this was first happening, when we were on the front lines of this. The lines weren't even formed yet. We were on the front lines. And I remember just sitting there thinking, like, my gosh. Because they always do this, folks. They cannot. It's like if we say something, then they just immediately discount it, no matter how real it is. Hey, Trump's probably going to beat Hillary. You hear what InfoWars are saying over here? Trump's going to beat Hillary. 99% said the New York Times Hillary's going to win. That InfoWars over there. They were saying Trump was going to get out of the Republican nomination process, too. They're crazy. Oops, it all happened. Hey, those InfoWars guys, they said these social media companies are going to start censoring people. Yeah, right. Alex Jones. Laughable. Oh, wait, they did. Now they don't even let you put pictures on Instagram or other places of personalities, quote unquote, they've deemed. I don't even know what they've deemed them, but they just can't be shared on the internet. The Voldemorts of the world. Hey, did you see those conspiracy theorists over at InfoWars talking about a bioweapons lab in Wuhan? That made me chuckle. I also heard him say that we should shut down the borders and stop people coming in from China. So it's almost like maybe we should just go away and disappear so that other people can report on this news, and then maybe they'll take it seriously. Because for whatever reason, if we report it first, they don't seem to listen. Are you listening yet? Here's what we're telling you now. You better free America or she will die. You better put a date on this.
BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of PQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. best-selling overall for me. And I told listeners at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus now, 50% off.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Sitting in for Alex today, I am Owen Troyer. The news just continues to pile up on my desk. I'm going to do my best to get to all of it. I want to get to a couple video clips first. Obviously, President Trump is doing daily press conferences. See, this is the problem. I say one thing, and then immediately it's like, phew, like a million things just went off in my head like an explosion. Hey, Trump's doing a daily press conference. And then you know what goes through my head?
Why hasn't he been doing this for 3 years? Why didn't he do this when the Obama Spygate was breaking, the FISA abuse was breaking, the Comey leaks were breaking, the Hillary email cover-up was breaking? I mean, we should have been having these daily press briefings for the last 3 years, dealing with the damn deep state, and we might not be in this mess right now. Sorry, I'm ranting. But see, it just, that's how it works, folks. But I just have to bury that. Hey, the president should have been doing daily press briefings on all the abuses during the Obama years and the illegal spying and the drug running and the gun running and the State Department abuses and Benghazi and the cover-up of Hillary Clinton and the emails and everything in the WikiLeaks with the kids in the pool for their entertainment and Anthony Weiner and Laura Silsby. We should have been having daily press conferences. We should have already been doing this. Sorry. It's just like, you know, now I'm dealing with it. So let's go to Trump, one of the anti-Trump, just 95% of them in the media, asking President Trump why he hasn't closed all grocery stores.
Obviously, we know anyone can spread the disease, right, unwittingly.
Right.
So why even have a few businesses open? Why not just shut everything down? There are grocery stores that are open, fast food places. Why even take a little chance to shut
well,
it all down?
We'll answer that question later. All I can say is that right now things are looking really good, and opening up with a bang will be a great thing, and there's nobody going to be happier than me.
Now, the reporter actually asked a fair question. But it's the same issue that's been the problem, folks. How do you decide what gets open and what gets closed? Hey, we're going to make grocery stores, instead of 24 hours, just 12 hours a day. Well, what, the virus only spreads for 12 hours? And you know what hours it's most active? Of course not. That's ridiculous. So it's all a test. It's all a rollout. But yeah, I mean, but again, see, and this is another ripple. Hey, what do they know about this virus that they're not telling us? What makes this thing so deadly? What makes this thing so contagious? Was it made in a lab? Do we know that? Have we investigated that? Where's the UN investigating China? Oh, no, they just put China on the head of their board. We'll get into that. But then you have the issue of the chloroquine, hydrochloroquine, Z-Pax, and everything. And I got a little insider information on this as far as why they aren't pushing anything as a be-all, end-all, because there's so many different complications with these drugs and heart problems and other things where if you take it, it could be deadlier for you than the virus. And so they don't want a blanket statement to be ruled out. But they are definitely trying to suppress this as an effective cure, which it is. And you have the story. It was on, I believe, the Gateway Pundit. Yes, here it is. Dr. Fauci cheered hydroxychloroquine success treating MERS and coronavirus in 2013, but today he's skeptical. Isn't that weird? Well, I think everybody's learning who Dr. Fauci really is. Deep state minion. I mean, that guy sucks. All he does is TV interviews. Why don't you get back in the lab, you twerp? So here's President Trump addressing chloroquine.
I want people to live, and I'm seeing people dying, and I've seen people that are going to die without it. And you know the expression, when that's happening, they should do it. What really do we have to lose? We also have, this medicine's been tested for many years for malaria and for lupus, so it's been out there. So it's a very strong, powerful medicine, but it doesn't kill people. We have some very good results and some very good tests. You've seen the same test that I have. In France, they had a very good test. They're continuing. But we don't have time to go and say, gee, let's take a couple of years and test it out, and let's go and test with the test tubes and the laboratories. We don't have time. I'd love to do that. But we have people dying today. As we speak, there are people dying. If it works, then it'd be great. If it doesn't work, we know for many years, malaria, it's incredible what it's done for malaria. It's incredible what it's done for lupus. But it doesn't kill people. That's one of the things with a vaccine. When we have a vaccine, we have to do tests, because when you inject that vaccine, when they take whatever it is they have to take, we have to make sure it doesn't have a horrible impact, destroy somebody. Good. So we have to test it for a long period of time. This one, not so much because it's been out there. Now, I'm not acting as a doctor. I'm saying do what you want.
But look at all the things that don't add up at the very medical level. So you have doctors and nurses being told not to wear masks, not to wear gloves while they're at the hospital. They're also told not to do a chest compression on somebody that has coronavirus. I mean, what? But then you're supposed to wear a mask in public. You're supposed to wear gloves in public. And then you had another doctor come out and say, hey, look, these ventilators might not be working. This disease might not be what we thought it was. And then you have people showing CAT scans and lung scans and all these different scans. And, oh, it could be this and the coronavirus. Folks, I think we have more questions about this than we even know. And we are just so desperate for an answer because we've been driven in this hysteria. We just go along with whatever's available and just say, oh, we're fighting the coronavirus. Who even knows what we're dealing with? The more I see these people running around and having these press conferences, and the more we learn, the more I realize they don't know jack. They may think they know something. They don't know a damn thing. How many of these people dying are actually dying from coronavirus and not other complications? How many of these people showing you their lung scans, their brain scans, their livers tests, all this stuff? How do we know they didn't already have those problems? Now they're just in a panic over coronavirus. How is it that some people can get rapid testing, and this is the big global pandemic, and we want to figure it out, some people can get rapid testing, but then if you go and try to get tested for coronavirus, you'll get rejected. It doesn't make sense. And then there's the ultimate crime. The government telling you you can't go out on the streets. The government telling you you have to wear a mask. The government arresting you for paddleboarding in an ocean, riding a bike, having a birthday party, hosting a wedding, going to church. No. I got news for you. Tyranny and communism are more deadly than the flu. Tyranny and communism are more deadly than the coronavirus. And so, folks, it's hard to believe what we're going through right now. It's hard to make sense of it. And I guess that's why so many people have latched onto the Q movement, because it's the only thing that makes sense to them at this point. So I get it. But it's time for the people in the Trump administration and people in the media. This is the week, folks. It's make or break this week. Okay? We can't go on like this anymore. Reopen the economy next week. Reopen everything next week. I really might come on here and start calling for just revolting against this. I mean, I'm not calling for violence or illegal activity, but I'm saying host parties, go out on the town in groups, go to your stadium, say open up the ball games again. I mean,
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex Jones. You know, sometimes when you're on a mission that is task oriented, you can get distracted really easily and kind of end up floating into another channel that kind of gets you off the main mission. Even though it's a mission, like a channel of the main mission, you forget to go straight down the middle. And I just had that moment when I saw this tweet from Brian Stelter, which, of course, I'm blocked from seeing Brian Stelter's tweet, so I had to have someone share this with me. And it all came clear to me, folks, what we're really dealing with. And again, I'm going to go back into all the channels. You know, what's the truth about the virus? How we're being lied to? How we're being put into control? All the signs that this has been rigged from the beginning? All the signs that we've been lied to from the beginning? The numbers don't add up? All the different stuff. I'm going to get into all these different channels. But something just came in during the break and just smacked me right back into the main channel, into the mainstream, into the agenda, the task at hand. Brian Stelter. Of course, it's not Stelter. He's just the creepo messaging boy that just crawled out of the sewer saying, "Hi, come down here. We have hot dogs and popcorn." Pennywise Stelter just announced CBS, ABC, NBC networks are coming together to air One World Together at Home. Saturday, April 18th, Colbert, Kimmel, and Fallon will co-host. It'll be on broadcast, plus more than a dozen cable channels, YouTube, radio, etc. What else do you need to know, folks? You think this is about a virus? I'm sorry. It's just like, I'm so stupid, man. I fall for their crap. I can't help it. They're so good. They are so good at brainwashing us.
We're so stupid. I'm talking about myself. Folks, yeah, the virus is real. It's probably... So here's the question. Here's the question. Are we more concerned over this virus that was obviously man-made and put out and released to send us into one world government, one world, new world order, worldwide communism? It's not really communism. It's just corporate control. It's just, call it communism, call it whatever you want. It's corporate government. It's worldwide. You have no freedoms. You're not a sovereign citizen. Sovereign nations don't exist anymore. Now, we'll still have the facsimile and the ceremony of all of this, but in practice, it's dead. And there it is, folks. The mainstream news, they're there for you. Oh, it's the one world together at home, just like what they want for all time. So again, we're sitting here obsessing over a virus or a disease outbreak, whatever you want to call it. It's a distraction, folks. It's a distraction. Yeah, it's real. Yeah, people are dying. Yeah, people are getting sick. Truthfully, we don't know as much as we think we know about this deal, or at least we're not being told the truth. Folks, we're being distracted by a virus while the worldwide enemy, the corporate world system of control, is coming in and mopping us up. And we're all in fear over a virus. We're all getting henpecked that if we don't go along with it, we're going to cause people to die. And we're all giving up our freedoms and our rights because of all the fear that's been drummed up and the death tally that we see on TV every day. I mean, you can't change the channel without seeing coronavirus. You can't flip the channel. You can't browse the internet. You can't go out in the streets. You can't do anything that hasn't been affected somehow by the coronavirus. It's all by design, folks. It's 110%. All by design to take our freedoms, to create a one-world corporate government, period, end of story. Now, if you want to sit back and say, oh, but people are dying. Oh, my gosh, the hospitals. Fine, but just know you went along with it. You went along with tyranny. And so you can't see, but that's the thing, too. You can't blame me for people dying from coronavirus. I'm never going to accept that. You shouldn't either. Even if I reject the whole quarantine, whole cloth, and say, screw it, go out on the streets, kiss all the strangers you want, I don't give a damn. You have the freedom to choose if you want to stay home or go out and be free. That's your choice. That's not my choice. But if you're going to sit there and tell people to quarantine, tell people to stay home, tell people to give up their freedoms, then guess what, bro? When we are engulfed in a one-world tyranny, when we're engulfed in a corporate world government, I'm looking straight at you, Jack. Oh, you want to tell me I can't go on the streets? Oh, you're going to tell me I have to be afraid of a virus? Oh, you're going to tell me I have to give up all my freedoms and take a vaccine if I want to go out on the streets? I have to be trapped on the internet? I got all the news right here, folks. It's everything we warn you about. Oh, those InfoWars guys, conspiracy theorists again, saying that the coronavirus is meant to bring in world government. Folks, I have literally, I mean, F. Brian Stelter and Jimmy Kimmel with their little stupid world, one world at home, stupid BS. I don't give a crap about that. I have stories from Henry Kissinger telling you, you're dead, your freedom's dead, the coronavirus has just enslaved you worldwide. Do you get it yet? Are you still afraid of a virus? Now look, if this thing is man-made in a lab, which it probably was, why aren't they telling us that? Why aren't we going after who made it? Why are we putting China on the table, pointing our finger at them? You know why? Because we've been duped and we've been dominated by the UN. See, and President Trump is guilty of this, too, because he's fallen for it, folks. They've scared President Trump out of being the strong man, American patriot that he is, saying, we're going to make this coronavirus death count as high as possible, and we're going to blame you. And there's nothing you can do about it. But President Trump, you have to understand, history will print stories about a coronavirus outbreak during your presidency. But guess what? What would you rather have history print about your presidency? That there was a deadly infectious disease, or that you were the president when America died? That's not up to me. I don't have to make that decision. But when you have Anthony Fauci, this fraud, this swamp creature. Yeah, you know what? Let's play the video, guys. Let's flash the clocks back. This was a week before. And see, I got all the news, too. It's like, see, and now I'm so scatterbrained, I'm unorganized. I'm going to reorganize in the second hour and really hammer this out. Because I got the news proving everything that we're going to get into here. Because they want to blame Trump for this, folks. This has nothing to do with Trump. Let's go to Anthony Fauci. 10 days, okay? Anthony Fauci, yeah, the guy that does 10 television interviews a day. I'm not sure when he's actually doing any scientific research or anything about this coronavirus, or if he's ever in a lab or if he's testing anything. Probably not. But damn, does he know how to put on makeup and do an interview. 10 a day. Here's Fauci. See if you can understand why this is so critical. Here's Anthony Fauci 10 days before Donald Trump was even inaugurated.
Is that there is no question that there will be a challenge the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that, but also there will be a surprise outbreak.
Huh. Well, it's not a surprise if you knew about it, is it there, doctor? So, and it wasn't just Fauci. You had Bill Gates, and you had the CDC, and you had all these people warning about a surprise disease outbreaking during the Trump administration. What the hell was Fauci doing? What was he doing for 3 years? So he knew there was going to be a surprise infectious disease, and what did he do? Did he get America prepared? Did he get ventilators prepared? Did he get masks prepared? Did he get gloves prepared? Did he get a system quarantine, America economy shutdown prepared? No! No, he did nothing! Anthony Fauci, you're fired! Oh, I'm sorry, I thought I was President Trump. Oh, okay. No. So this guy still has a job. How? Explain that to me. Explain to me how Anthony Fauci still has a job. Knew it was coming 3 years ago. Did nothing. You're fired. I'm going to do my best to just try to remain calm and get focused here. It's just, you know, I mean, I'm not afraid of a virus, but boy, oh boy, I'm not afraid of tyranny either. What I am is a man with a beating heart and a soul and a spirit to fight tyranny and to be free. Okay? So it's not even fear of anything. It's a natural instinct to be free and to fight these tyrants that I know are trying to make.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This